మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్యసుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ అస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు కమెమరేట్ ద సెంటీనరీ ఆఫ్ భారతరత్న డాక్టర్ ఎంఎస్ సుబ్బలక్ష్మి. దిస్ సెలెస్టియల్ అండ్ డివైన్ జర్నీ విచ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ఆన్ ద 13th ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ హస్ ట్రావెల్డ్ ఫర్ 2 full days, bringing before us poignant memories of the greatness of this Mahavidushi of our times. The highs of her life, her contribution to the cause of music, and in the larger canvas to that of the nation, were unfolded as we traveled through the journey of bliss of this great Vidushi of our times. Today is the 3rd day of the centenary celebrations. And today is the regular day for conferring Shri Shanmukhananda Bharatratna Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi Sangeetha Pracharya Award for the year 2015. Several decisions were taken during the Golden Jubilee Year of the Sabha in the year 2002-2003. Most of these were extremely significant steps that were taken to accelerate, to promote with greater vigor and fillip the cause of fine arts in the country, and to take it beyond the shores of this country for it to be experienced by everybody in this planet Earth. The National Eminence Award in Fine Arts, the Shanmuga Shiromani Awards, countless number of awards and endowments for young and promising artists were instituted during the Golden Jubilee Year. The Shanmukhananda Vayovruddha Masika Kalakar Artha Sahaya Yojana that was initiated during the Golden Jubilee Year provides lifelong pension to indigent artists who at the sunset of their life are unable to meet both the ends. A very significant step that was taken to address the cause of the poor and the weak amongst the musicians in this country. But the crowning glory of all the steps that were taken during that year was the institution of an award in the name of Subbulakshmi for the cause of teachers of this blessed land of ours. Music teachers are the yore who give up the lucrative practice of the concert that yields revenue, sacrifice it for the sole reason of training and promoting hundreds and thousands of young, uninitiated minds into the field of music, deserve greater support from this nation than what has been given till now. This award, however symbolic and small it be, was a step to recognize the contribution of teachers to the larger cause of fine arts in this country. It is more special because it carries the name of the Mahavidushi who used the platform of the concerts to raise money for all noble causes across the country and beyond. It is now almost a mamangam, 12 years have gone by, that this award which has been instituted has been given. It was her desire that she said that in the initial years the award should be given to music teachers from Mumbai. And thereafter it can be extended, and it became pan-Indian only 3 years before. There are countless number of awards today which carry the name of Subbulakshmi, the Hindu, the Saregama, the Hindu Saregama, and many awards have been given over the years after the demise of Subbulakshmi. But if singularly there is one award that has been instituted with her blessings, with her consent, and during her living times, as I have said before, it is only the Shanmukhananda Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi Sangeetha Pracharya Award. That makes it doubly special that this is an award that carries for the awardee not only the award but the blessings of Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi. Subbulakshmi by herself was not a teacher in that sense of the term. Officially it could be Radha Vishwanathan, Vijaya, Gauri to some extent, who could be at best deemed to be students of Subbulakshmi. But then countless number of young minds interested in the field of Carnatic music and other music were influenced and initiated by her into mainstream music because of the great contribution that she had given and a shining example that she had set for musicians as a whole. More interestingly, like Dronacharya to Ekalavya, to most of the shining stars of today's Carnatic music, she has been the Manasika Guru. All the qualities of a Guru that we look at are enshrined in Subbalakshmi. The greatest cardinal principle that influences the greatness of a teacher is that he himself gets taught all through his life journey. Teaching never stops. Only when you imbibe the process of learning can you transfer it to people to whom you can give. And Subbalakshmi, till her last breath, was a student of music. Kattrathu kaimannalavu, kalladathu ulagalavu, said Thiruvalluvar. Whatever has been learned is the size of a fist, and what has not been learned is the size of the globe. I am but a small boy who picks pebbles on the sands of time, and the mighty ocean of truth remains undiscovered before me, said Isaac Newton. This is the greatness of the process of learning that Subbalakshmi herself engaged all through the 88 years of her life journey, and that is why she became a teacher from the platform from where she performed. Not one who was one-to-one with the students, but she became a teacher for the larger section of the masses interested in music all across the globe. And therefore, she became the foremost of teachers, despite not adorning that role or that gown of a teacher. And therefore, to institute an award for teachers in the name of Subbalakshmi is indeed very, very special. The stage today is decorated by a person who is a living centenarian. On the 12th of July this year, as per the Malayalam calendar, he reached 100 years of age. We are celebrating the centenary of this great Vidushi, but there is always a remorse that she is not alive to see her centenary. But she would be extremely pleased to see that there is a person in the field of art, living and still promoting it, who is being decorated with an honor that is given in her name. Whenever you have such a great person sitting before you, who carries the weight of the experience of the entire world on himself, and therefore he becomes one of worship, it brings me back to the concept of Ashir Vachanam. The Hindu legends say that the integral part of Hindu living is the Ashir Vadam, the Vachanam, the words, the blessings that are given. And this is one-way traffic which flows from the senior to the youngsters. So whenever we see a person older than us, it is reasonably expected by the youngster that he receives not just encomiums and prizes, but he receives blessings from the elderly. Respect for the elderly is an integral part of human living, and more so a Hindu way of life. And when we look at Ashir Vachanam, the words that are being used in the Upanishads, that are being generally used, Dirga Ayushman Bhava Saumya, Jivet Sharatashatam, Dirga Sumangali Bhava. If you take Dirga Ayushman Bhava Saumya, in literal sense of the term, it means people would believe that this is the meaning, that live long and with Saukhyam. But this is not the meaning of that word. Several years it took for the sage of Kanchi one day, in one of his discourses, to explain what does this Ashir Vachanam mean. And he beautifully explained it by saying that there are 27 yogas in the Shastras, in the scriptures. Ayushman is one such yoga. So there is a yoga called Ayushman Yoga. There are 11 karnas, and one of the karnas is called as Bhava. Saumyavasaram is Wednesday. So if on a Wednesday, Ayushman Yoga and Bhava Karna were to come together, then all that a person can pray for, all the blessings of the world will come onto him, it will shower onto him. And that day is a very rare day. It does not come easily in history. And this year we are fortunate to see the 26th of August 2015 as a day where Ayushman Yoga, Bhavakarna and Wednesday all came together. And believe me when I say that day happened to be the birth anniversary of Mother Teresa. So the Mahaswami goes to explain by saying, I give the blessing to you as much as the blessings that would come when all these three factors come together. The phala that would accrue to a person from such an auspicious day, I give you every day, regardless of whether Ayushman Yoga is there, Baba Karana is there, Saumi Vasaram is there. Any day when the blessing is given by the elderly, I give you all the phalas on the earth to you, that may you therefore have not just longevity, may you therefore have not just good health. Every fruit of living, may it come on to you. Today when a centenarian is sitting before us, what is it that you and I will ask of him? Except this vachanam, Ayushman Bhava. So that we too can ensure that we live purposefully and reach the level to which he had reached, if not to that, at least a fraction of the achievements that he had during this life sojourn till now. And whenever you have the elderly, it is only the Hindu scriptures which say that human beings are also worshipped. They are worshipped by human beings because we always worship politicians because we have something to take out of them. But we also have the only philosophy where the gods also worship human beings. We have heard human beings worshipping gods, but the scriptures say that the gods also worship human beings, and there the Lord describes beautifully, Nityanadata Tarunagriyotri Masopavasi Patipradasi Vedanta Vitta Sahasrachandra Darshi Shata Vandaniyaha Mama Jeeva Loke. Mama Jeeva Loke, I worship six categories of people on the earth, says Lord Krishna. Krishna Vande Jagat Gurum, we say. He is the Guru of Gurus whom we worship. But that Guru says that I worship six categories of people. Nityanadata, the person who feeds people every day. Tarunagniyotri, a young Agniyotri. Masopavasi, people who keep fast and cleanse the body at least in a month. Patipradasi, a lady who is devoted to her husband. And then he goes to say, Sahasra Chandra Darshi, one who has seen 1,000 moons in a life. Ayaram Parai is how it is being called. And that comes approximately 80 years and 8 months later. So whenever you see a person beyond 80 years, 8 months. In fact, the word Sada Abhishegam, that means 100. But then in the scriptures itself they knew that that is too difficult to reach 100. Therefore they advanced it and said 80 years, 8 months. And then you can have Sada Abhishegam. But when there is a person who has crossed that milestone of Sada Abhishegam and reaches Purna Abhishegam, which is 100 years, I think all of us are very fortunate. People may live for 100 years, but to live like you and I, active, agile, faculties are intact, he can still put the vesham and perform for you if ever you were to demand of him that love and affection from him. This is the greatness of the person whom we are honoring today. And when we look at the beauty of the scriptures themselves, when you come to Shashyapta Purti, you say, Bhimarada Shanti, Praptirastumba, may you come to 70 years of age. When you come to 70 years of age, they say, Sadavishega Praptirastu. Adhikapuram, Purnavishega Praptirastu, yarin sonadukade. We say that we should reach the age of 100. The sage of Kanchi reached the age of 100. Today, the person who is decorating the stage, the Utsava Murti, Chemanjeri Kunjiraman Nair, has also crossed that milestone. He comes from the land of Parashurama. At an young age of 15, he ran away from the house because he wanted to study under that great disciplinarian, Karunakara Menon. And it was difficult to take approval from the parents to go to that person. And it was still difficult to be trained under him.
All the skills that he had were honed under this great disciplinarian. And slowly but surely, all that was hidden in him blossomed and came out as he decided to pursue a life mission furthering the cause of Kathakali in this country. It took him several years before, in 1945, he started the first institute, Bharatiya Kala Kendram. He started that so that he can promote this art. And what is the greatness of this person is that he did not create a separate identity for the dance form that he wanted to give. He fused both the north and the southern forms of Keralite dance forms, not just stopped there, and he integrated Bharatanatyam and all other forms all over the country, so that whatever is offered as Kathakali itself is wholesome. Then in the later years, in 1983, in his own hometown of Chelia, the village, he started a another institution. He created a full troop of Kathakali dancers who travel all across the country popularizing this art form. And the institution that he has set up is the only institution approved by the Government of India. And the entire education is given free. Countless number of students have passed out to the portals of his institution who today practice this great art form, not just in Kerala but much beyond. So when we look at honoring a teacher, there could have been no better teacher than a centenarian teacher who is decorating the stage today. May the Jaganmata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on him. May she give him as long a lifespan as she could, so that when he hands over to the next generation, we can be damn sure that the pristine purity with which he had created the art form of Kathakali will survive not just one generation, but several generations to come. May the Jaganmata also shed her grace on all of us, so that we can draw a leaf from the lives of nobility of persons like Subbalakshmi and Kuniraman Nair and make our own lives sublime. Thank you, and God bless us all.